Frederick Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, V Pizza, Golf Cart Factory, South Coast Bank and Trust, Parker's, Advanced Rehabilitation, Gentlemen and Lady Outfitters, Ashley Business Solutions, Cunningham Jewelers, Live Oak Fiber, Dynamic Landscaping, Stretch Zone, Frederica Pharmacy, and by TheSouthernSportsEdition.com. And now, here's your host, the voice of the Frederica Academy Knights, Jeff Doak.
Welcome to the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Jeff Doak here with you. And the Frederica Academy Coaches Show is sponsored by V Pizza, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Cunningham Jewelers, Golf Cart Factory, South Coast Bank and Trust, Parker's, Advanced Rehabilitation, Gentlemen and Ladies Outfitters, Ashley Business Solutions, Live Oak Fiber, Dynamic Landscaping, Stretch Zone, and by Frederica Pharmacy. And now joining us right here, the head coach of the Frederica Academy Knights, Mr. Brandon Derrick.
It's football weather.
It's got a chill. You know, I had a double check with Alexa this morning. It's like, wait, really? High of 66? Really?
Yeah, I was excited. And yesterday, the sand nets about ate all of us, carried us away. Today, a little bit better. The wind was blowing, and it got cool. So it's a good day. It's a good day.
Hopefully, it's been a good week of practice after a tough loss Friday night, 14-0 to the heated, hated rivals of Bullock Academy. You know, game. You know, it's been said football is a game of inches, and when you really break it down to it, it really is a game of individual plays. If it were not for three plays, that would have been an extraordinarily different game.
Talked to the kids today about it again yesterday and today, and you take a handful of plays away, and we could be 5-2 right now, you know, looking at it. And that game was the same way. Three plays, you know, maybe probably two. You take away the first play, their first offensive play after we jumped off sides both times. And then we don't give up the big run to the quarterback there. And we play like we did. I thought we played well on defense. Held them in check. You know, they're averaging probably 40 points a game or so, or 35, 36, something like that. And we held them to 14. If somebody would have told me we was going to get 14 at the beginning, and I would have thought we would have come out with the win. But at the same time, you know, we made some mistakes here and there. We missed some stuff, and that's what happens. You can't do that. You got to eliminate the mistakes, and you got to make some plays. And we weren't able to make any down inside. Well, I mean, we drove it up and down the field all night long. We just couldn't get it in the end zone. Penalties really was what the biggest thing is. We made some penalties that killed us down there in the red zone and marched us back out of it, and then it put us behind the sticks. So we got to get that corrected, and, you know, we got another opportunity this Friday night. It's like I told the kids, this is a must-win situation, theoretically, for us. We need to win these next three and get our record back to 5-5, and then I think we'd be the sixth seed, but we can't afford a loss. Not the way the MAC prep rankings is. It's going to be a challenge if that happens.
You know, I'm starting to wonder if the MAC prep rankings isn't up there with the whole Jason Bishop power rankings as far as the mystery of the way that it's determined.
There is no algorithm.
There is no algorithm. Becky Derrick heard it here first.
Well, I don't know how it breaks it down, but I know right now that our strength of schedule's been what's kept us at the top all year. I mean, Valwood's number one in AAA, Tipped Area's number two in AAA. You got Bullock is number two in 4A. West Nassau's 7-1. They haven't, the only game they lost was opening game of the year, and they should probably be 8-0. And then you look at Stratford, they're number four still in 4A. So, you know, we played some really tough opponents, and that's probably kept us up there. I think our combined record with those guys, they're 32-6 or 36-6, something like that. So they got a pretty good record, and we've got to go out here and try to get these next three wins.
This is the Frederica Knights Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Speaking of Bishop Media Sports Network, I was talking with Jason earlier today, and he asked me a question I really didn't know how to answer. He's like, how good is Bullock? It's hard to tell because, you know, they're running that triple option, that Paul Johnson throwback scheme. Yeah. And they really haven't played up at all this year, so it was difficult to tell exactly how good of a number one seed this team really is.
Yeah, you know, when you play them, I think their size plays a huge role in it. They're big up front. You know, they were off a week and a half, 2 weeks. We were off 3 weeks because of it, and might have played a factor in it. They pretty much dominated everybody they played this year, but they big play people, and I thought we held them in check except for the two big plays all night. You know, I think they're pretty good. They're at least the Final Four team in 4A, I think. If not, they may play for it. But, you know, we had our opportunities. I felt like we were as good as, if not a little better. We just got to go execute and not give up the big play. If we can take away the big play on people, we got a chance to be right in the ballgame every Friday night.
So it seemed like the offense, and once again, it was just absolutely enlightening sharing a booth with offensive coordinator Jurgen on Friday night. So hearing the flow of the game when they're on defense, it's like I forget he's over there. And then after that, it was just a constant barrage of words that were English. Like I could tell they were English, but were, you know, strung together in ways that very, very rarely made sense. But it did help me remember the call when, you know, say, all right, Apache formation now.
Yeah.
Cherokee formation, it's easy to do that. So, but it seemed like, you know, the problem that we had early in the season of not being able to get things going on offense has been replaced by the haunting specter of not being able to finish things on offense.
We were up and down the field all night long. From 20 to 20, we were just eating up yards, and then it would get down inside the 20 when it reduces it down, and you gotta man up and do some things down inside the 20. We just weren't able to execute. And it wasn't so much that we weren't able to execute, it was we killed ourselves. We shot ourselves in the foot with the penalties. You know, so you can't do that.
It was a very, very heavily penalized game, that's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, in areas, and then, you know, in some spots, it's not their jurisdiction. But in a sense, we just got to go out and be better down inside the 20 on offense, and we've got to create a few opportunities. We've got to steal a few opportunities on special teams, and if we can do that, I think we got a pretty good chance to win out here if we can go out and play. We just got to go play hard and execute really well.
And that's obviously something that you've been working on this week. Has it been a good week of practice so far?
Well, it's a big, like we talked about the other night, it's a big change taking away the triple option to wide open spread, you know. So you have to wipe away what you've been working on for 2 weeks, and here we go. We got 4 days to get ready, and so it's a change. It's a big change up, and I think the kids have done a pretty good job. You know, getting back into game speed and getting going after the big layoff and then having last week and then this week changing everything. So, you know, it takes a lot out of you when you play a huge rivalry game like we played, and then you got to turn right back around and play another huge rivalry game. It's like those two games in the region are like the SEC right now. You know, you turn around, you look, every week's a rivalry game with somebody. And right now for us, it's been a rivalry game, and you got another rivalry game. And it was a very physical game, so it takes a toll on the body, and we got to get a few guys a little nicked up, beat up. So we got to get a little bit better, but just got to go play.
Yeah, let's not let NIL ruin the high school game, though. Sorry, guys. Love you all, but, you know.
Yeah.
Don't want to mess that up too bad. All right, we'll be right back. More to come on the Frederick Academy Knights Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network right now. A couple of words from our sponsors.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
V Pizza is your new home for great food and fun. Located next to Harris Teeter on St. Simons, V Pizza only uses quality, fresh ingredients and imports most ingredients from Italy herself. Kids eat free on Monday, and Thursday is Fletzy Night, 50% off pizza and $1.50 beers. live music on the weekends, all-day happy hour every day, six TVs with NFL Red Zone so you won't miss a play. The Pizza, 912-771-1919, online at vpizzassi.com. Look for specials on Facebook.
Looking for an affordable golf cart? Golf Cart Factory is your answer. Exclusive dealer of Royal EV golf carts, way more affordable than those other guys. Conveniently located 2723 Glen Avenue, right next to Pinball Palace. Come see our great selection. Free delivery and financing available. Street legal carts, maintenance, free batteries, road speeds up to 35 miles an hour, Bluetooth stereo, rear backup camera, and more. Golf Cart Factory, 470-929-3023, or check them out online, golfcartfactory.com.
Community brings us together and keeps us together, and nothing brings our community together like stadium lights on a Friday night. Hi, this is Joe Applegate with South Coast Bank, and we are proud to support our local football programs. We are also proud to bring the latest in banking technology and service to our community. South Coast Bank promises to uphold the highest levels of service and integrity coupled with modern conveniences that make banking easier. Whether it's text alerts, ITM services, competitive loan rates, mobile deposits, or a customer call center available from 7 a.m. till 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday, we're here to make every banking experience a victory for you and your family. We're South Coast Bank, the people you know, the bank you trust, member FDIC.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of two-for-ones and three-for-ones. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
Dealing with an injury that has you sidelined? Let the highly trained professionals at Advance Rehab get you off the bench and back in the game. With locations in Brunswick, St. Simons, St. Mary's, and Folkestone, we're here to serve you. Whether it's rehab for an injury, post-surgical recovery, performance enhancement, or injury prevention, there's no better answer than Advance Rehab. For more info, check out AdvanceRehab.com or find us on Facebook and Instagram. Give a like and follow.
For generations, Gentlemen's and Lady Outfitters have been a staple on St. Simons and the Golden Isles community. From our Atlanta Braves and Georgia Bulldog apparel to AFCO, Johnny O, and Duckhead, Gentlemen's and Lady Outfitters truly does have it all. Sunglasses, coastal apparel, and the best selection of lady shoes on St. Simons. And of course, do not forget, we rent tuxedos for any occasion. Gentlemen and Lady Outfitters, in the Shops at Sea Island, just down from Harris Teeter, 912-634-1521. And online at gentlemensoutfitters.net.
Welcome back to the Frederick Academy Knights Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. As always, I am Jeff Doak. And this segment is brought to you by V Pizza, Cunningham Jewelers, Golf Cart Factory, South Coast Bank and Trust, Parker's, Advanced Rehabilitation, and by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, which of course means it's time for us to check in on the health of the team. Had a couple of scary moments there Friday night.
Yeah, we got a few guys beat up, banged up a little bit. Very physical football game. Will Johnson's back out right now. Again, he re-aggravated the knee, so he's going to be out till further notice. Nothing's tore, but just beat up, bruised. And then Fuller messed up a finger. And then Gavin got a sore AC joint in his shoulder. So it's the bruises, the bumps and bruises that you're going to get as you play in those physical games. And everybody else is just kind of beat up a little bit sore. But thank everybody else. Hopefully Gavin can go this Friday night. He's beat up a little bit. He'll be limited in what he can do. Fuller's pretty much been full tilt the whole time. He's all right. He just taped his fingers.
That's kind of his gig anyway.
Yeah. And so we'll be ready to go, I think, you know. Just Will won't be out there. We'll be absent Will.
That'll hurt because Will had a heck of a game Friday night.
He's playing good. And you know, just got hit a certain way. And, you know, hopefully we can get him back by the end of the season and get him in. But we'll see where we're at. And as soon as Dr. Carter lets me know when he feels good about it, then that's when we'll roll him in.
Now, Gibson was hurt a couple of times during the game. Obviously, not anything lingering, just kind of
it's called,
in the moment.
He's got to drink the water.
Yeah, he's got to drink water. Man, crumped up. He did. Coach Jurgens giving him that death stare right there.
It's moments like these when I wish this was a video podcast.
So, we got to hydrate really well. I was saying, I think maybe before the game, I don't think anybody will dehydrate. I don't think anybody will cramp up. It's 65 degrees out here. It feels pretty good. And next thing I'm like, oh, down goes Jaden over there. So, got to get hydrated. If we can do that, take care of ourselves a little bit as the week goes along, we'll be okay.
Now, we talked about this earlier in the week when we sat down, but I want to go ahead and do it for the audience here as well. The second time that Jaden went down with the injury, as you were walking him back across the field, I noticed you yelling something either at the team or at the coach of Bullock as you were walking out. Because that's one thing I can say about the Bullock field. Their acoustics are pristine. I can't always understand what you're saying, but I can hear every single word that comes out of your mouth when you're on that field.
Oh, well, I was just sharing pleasantries over there. So we were agreeing that the referees were missing the call on the chop blocks. What it was, I agreed with them, and I think it caught them off guard that I was like, yeah, the rule's right. He's right about the rule, and they were like, Coach Phillips looked over at me like, oh, he's agreeing with us. Okay, so that's what I was saying, and the referees were, you know, that was after I yelled out over there at one point when they got in the I wing. They only run four plays. Everybody heard it in the whole stadium, I guess. And of course, my kids didn't hear that because they didn't know they only ran four plays. They thought they had like a million of them out of that formation, and we practiced all four of them all week. So, and we were chasing some, I don't know, hologram of a wing back on the other side on the first play when they scored, because when I asked the question, somebody's like, I said, what were you looking at? And one of the answers was, Coach, I was looking at the other wing. I said, son, there was no other wing. I said, your wing went away. It was a tight end. What are you doing? You're just supposed to sink in the hole and make the play. And, well, I was looking at the wing. I was like, nope, there was no wing. It didn't exist. So, you know, that's the kind of answers I get when I ask questions. So I quit asking questions on the sideline. I just know that they don't know and keep moving on.
You're listening to the Frederica Knights Coaches Show on the Mission Media Sports Network. So anything else you want to say about the Bullock game before we turn the page and look towards Friday night in Belleville?
Flip the page. Let's get ready to go beat Pinewood. We got to take care of everything that's in front of us. Learn from what we did in the past and get ready to go. That's the biggest thing. I think the kids have done a pretty good job this week of trying to take in everything we've done. Pinewood's thrown a ton of formations. They threw a lot of different things at us. And so we're preparing for a lot of things. We got a 70. Once I draw up two more plays, it'll be like 75 play script in the book. And, you know, they throw a lot of things at you. Banks is really good at quarterback. Can't let him get loose. We got to contain him all night. So we got another tall task ahead of us. But, you know, I feel pretty confident in our kids. They get ready to go and they play hard. And they're going to give us everything they got.
Now, compare and contrast the environment playing at Pinewood to that of Bullock. Bullock is always very, very chippy, very standoffish. You're almost expecting there to be some unsportsmanlike penalty calls on that. But it to me, it almost seems like that going up against Pinewood, though, is a bit more of a gentleman's rivalry, if you will. It's a bit less spunky, I guess. I can't think of a better term.
It's turned into a gentleman's rivalry after the last two or three years, I think. But the first couple years, it was pretty heated and hated. We got a lot of stuff yelled at us the first few years when we started traveling over there, and a lot of remarks that were made to our kids and other things like that. And I think Coach Watson's tried to reel it in as much as possible, and now, you know, it's a lot more respectful. But you know, it's going to be heated, because, like I talked about, Bullock's emerged the last 2 years, and they're kind of the front runner to win the region. But they should be. They've got almost 900 kids in the school, so they've got a large program, and so they should be. They're a 4A school, so they should be the front runner to win the region every year. But up until that point, it was really us and Pinewood. And 12 years is my 12th year. We've won it five times, and the other times Pinewood kind of won it. So it was really us and Pinewood playing in the region and dominating that. So it was it kind of become a respect thing. And I've got a lot of respect for Coach Watson. He does a really good job. And I think he has a ton of respect for us. And so I don't think it'll be one of them. It's not going to be a blatantly dirty game. Sometimes it can get that way with some teams, but not here. These guys are going. They're playing to try to get in the playoffs and stay alive and get in the playoffs. And everybody's playing for playoff berth. That's what they're playing for, to get into the playoffs. And so everybody's got to win. Both of our backs are against the wall, so we got to figure out a way to get in the playoffs.
All right. So what was? I'll admit to being ill prepared for this one. What was the outcome of their game against St. Andrews this past week?
They beat St. Andrews 64-36. It was 38-36 at the end of the fourth, and then they scored 26 unanswered. They scored 26 unanswered points in the fourth quarter. Essentially, I think St. Andrews kind of run out of gas a little bit, and I think Pinewood broke one early right there in the fourth quarter, and it kind of broke their back. But, tough team. Got to go on the road over there. We got to go to Belleville. We got to play them there. And, again, we're both playing for our playoff lives, so we have to get ready to go.
We'll be right back to the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It is time to get busy living, and Stretch Zone on St. Simons is here to help. Stretch Zone is the nation's first and largest practitioner-assisted stretching franchise. Whether it is to improve flexibility, relieve stiffness and soreness, enhance physical and athletic performance, or to increase your range of motion, the professionals at Stretch Zone can help. In the shops at Sea Island, just down from V Pizza. Book your appointment today, 912-268-2495, or check them out online, stretchzone.com. Stretch Zone. Stretch, work, play, repeat.
Because life moves fast, you don't have time to get sick. Stop by Frederica Pharmacy, your community Health Mart pharmacy, and get the personalized care you need to be healthy during flu season. Simply walk into Frederica Pharmacy at 3603 Frederica Road on St. Simons to get your flu shot. 912-357-2357. That's 912-357-2357. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Tired of that boring backyard? Dynamic Landscape is your local answer to creating your dream space. Landscape maintenance, lawn maintenance, installation, design, soft pressure washing, paver patios, retaining walls, fire pits, walkways, and more. Dynamic Landscape has the best solutions for your outdoor project. Give Dynamic Landscape a call today and schedule a quote, 912-574-5488, or check them out online at dynamicsolutionsga.com.
Life is fast. Work, family, kids, your internet has to keep up. Upgrade to the best internet service provider in the Golden Isles with Live Oak Fiber. Enjoy blazing fast speeds with no data limits, unmatched reliability, and service. We have thousands of happy customers, so scheduling slots go fast. Don't miss out. Sign up now at liveoakfiber.com or call 888-396-1243.
For over 100 years, Cunningham Jewelers has supported our local community and our local high school athletes. This football season, be on the winning team. Come on in and let our friendly staff help you find that perfect gift no matter your budget. Score big every time with Cunningham Jewelers. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com. Ashley's Pure Water Solutions, the newest division of Ashley's Business Solutions, is a proud supporter of Frederica Knights football. Are you tired of dealing with heavy water bottles, unsanitary coolers, and the rising cost of traditional water delivery companies? Ashley's is now providing reverse osmosis filtered pure drinking water to our customers. Stop risking your health by consuming microplastics and dangerous cancer-causing forever chemicals. Call Ashley's Pure Water Solutions today to set up your 7-day in-office free trial, 912-267-7802. And remember, it's not clean water unless it's pure water.
Welcome back to the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Jeff Toke here. And this segment brought to you by Gentlemen and Ladies Outfitters, Ashley Business Solutions, Live Oak Fiber, Dynamic Landscaping, Stretch Zone, and by Frederica Pharmacy. All right, real quick, take a step back. Right before the break, you mentioned that you got it back to 75 scripted plays so far for the season. I know that generally you start off pretty simple. You start adding in twists, adding in different layers. Are you pleased with where the development of the team is at this point?
Oh, yeah. I think we've come a long way, offensively and defensively. You know, it takes a while to find that fit, who can do what and do things, do it really well, and I think our kids are starting to settle into it. We've got a lot of moving parts, and we're doing a really good job. I thought the kids had done a pretty good job this week, did a good job last week. It's just last week we were trying to catch up to speed, knock the rust off again. Now, you know, we got to go play, and I think that was a big thing on last Friday was that 3 weeks of not being able to really play anybody kind of affected us. In a way, it did. I mean, it helped us get healthy in a way, but it also it affected us in game speed stuff and game situations. So, you know, looking at it, when you're talking about the 75 plays is what we've scripted of Pinewood that we're trying to break down and stop with their stuff. So, Coach Juergen's got like 120 plays script over there. He does all kinds of different crazy things. And so we do 2 15-minute periods, and he probably gets in 25, 30 plays on offense in every 15 minutes. So it's a no huddle, we fly around out there and calls it on the run. And then defensively, we got the black book that's got all of their plays in it that Coach Henson's got a thing in the front and it's all highlighted and everything else. They're making the people make fun of me because I've got these highlighted things all over the place. But we try to stay as organized as possible. I've got yellow for pass perimeter, blue is the first period, and green's the second period. And everybody knows what they are running and what's supposed to be run. And so it allows us to make our calls and do things and see the play. So it's very organized, but it does take up some time. But again, it doesn't slow us down on the field. You know, you get the kids out there, and anything I think over about 2.5 hours, you start getting diminishing returns with the kids. So we get out there around 4. We really don't get everything good and start before 4:15.
All right, so where were we?
Just talking about the breakdown of the scripts and how we have to stay organized because of the kids. I just think trying to run a practice, you know, some people can go in there and anything over 2.5 hours, you're kind of beating a dead horse at that point. So we try to get everything in 2.5 hours, at special teams, offense, and defense. So for us, it's a very quick pace at practice, and the kids have to move. Like now in the fall, it's, you don't have a ton of water breaks now because no one, you know, we're not dying for water because it's cooled off. And so most of the time when we get a break, it's 2 minutes and they're gone to the next thing. And, you know, I just think our kids do a really good job with the pace. I think the coaches do a good job with the pace. And we just have to prepare, you know. You have to get ready every week. And I think we've got a pretty good system, and our kids and coaches do a really good job with it.
This is the Frederick Academy Knights Coaches Show with Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. So heading up to Belleville, take on Pinewood Academy this Friday night, 7:30 kickoff. So big difference between previous iterations of Pinewood versus this season.
Well, you know, Banks is, I think, kind of like Banks has been there. I felt like people thought that Jordan was there forever. Banks has been there forever now. So he's going to be that focal point. They're going to come out and run some of the same stuff that we do, that Cherokee Apache set, the jet motion a lot. I mean, I think Coach Juergen says that's the greatest form of flattery is when people mimic what you do. So, you know, a lot of people – he's trying to utilize it because he's got Banks, and Banks is really their big weapon, and I don't blame him, you know. And so we've got to go out and kind of stop what we do, literally, unfortunately. And we know our ins and outs of how we have to stop it. And so, you know, the Sunday meeting was really Coach Juergen, what really gives us fits. And so he's, you know, this gives us a fit. We know what creates problems for us when we're running it. So hopefully it'll create problems for them. And as we go through it, they just do a variation of things to get him the ball and keep him, you know, as that point. He can throw the ball. He can run the ball. He does a lot of things really well. So we're going to have to play good on defense. But offensively, we got to get the ball out to our weapons. We got to drive it down the field. The biggest thing is, We got to control the line of scrimmage, offensively and defensively. We talked about it today. We got to, on offense, we got to fire off the ball and knock them off the football. And if we're knocking them off the football, we're going to get positive yards. So that's something we have to do. Defensively, we just got to hunker down and not give up anything and play and read our keys and do our jobs. And I think for us, you know, we've done a pretty good job this week. We've got a few calls that we're making, and we're getting a feel for it. Coach Gibson will be ready to go. We'll have his calls, and the kids just got to go execute. And, again, special teams, they do a lot of things. They're going to put pressure on us in special teams. Of course, Banks is the punter, so you have to be ready for a fake every single time. So we've been going over every fake punt that I could figure out to draw up. And,
Why did you never teach Jordan Triple how to be a punter?
He probably could have. I just didn't really give him the fun to do it. But, you know, so we got to handle that. They've got a kicker that does a lot of different things on kickoffs. He can pooch it, he can squib it, he can sky it over in the corners. A lot of different things. So we have to be prepared. We can't give up a possession. That's going to be a big thing for us, is steal a possession and not give up a possession. So we have to get ready to do all those things. And so I think the kids have had a lot of thinking to do this week. And as we were walking back today, that's what Coach Eric and I were talking about. Maybe we've been thinking a lot. So, you know, I think they'll be ready. We just got to go out and execute.
So we'll be looking forward to us hopefully defeating Pinewood this upcoming Friday night. Is there any chance in any universe, any alternate reality, that St. Andrews turns into Vanderbilt and Bullitt becomes Alabama and it winds up being the upset for the ages and we wind up with a three-way tie in the division?
Who knows? We're dealing with teenage boys. Anything can happen.
I've heard that before.
It just, you know, takes a girlfriend to say the wrong thing and they go all haywire or something here and there. So you never know. So anything can happen in this sport. You have to be really prepared. You have to be ready to go and you have to play. And, you know, you got to go out and execute. That's going to be the biggest thing. You know, Bullitt can't overlook anybody, and same thing for us. But, you know, it'd be nice if somebody upset them and we could get that three-way tie or whatever and finish it out here.
Hopefully there's a bath in the Canoochee River that is waiting for the Bullitt goalpost. We can only hope. Yeah. Thanks again for joining us for the Frederick Academy Knights Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Frederick Knights play Friday night on the road against the Pinewood Academy Patriots, 7:30 kickoff. We'll be back here at V 7:30 every Wednesday night for another episode of the Frederick Academy Knights Coaches Show. Jeff Doak signing off just as soon as Coach Derrick gives us those two magic words.
Go Knights!